The war commemorations for WW1 are underway in Belgium now, and they're not all somber. If you are so inspired, you can get World War I themed t-shirts, replica uniforms, even remembrance beer. There's also 1418, a musical extravaganza set during the war. The show's in Flemish, but the producers just debuted an English language version. Don Duncan has the story.
A bugle call every night at the Menengate Monument in the Flemish town of Ypres. Since 1928, this is how Belgium has commemorated the First World War. But this year, with the start of the 100th anniversary, this same bugle call is being heard in some unexpected places. Like the 2,000-seater arena in the city of Mechelen, north of Brussels. That's where the Flemish musical extravaganza 1418 has been playing since April. It tells the story of four Flemish boyhood friends who go to war. The show is a spectacle, with a cast of 140 and a budget of more than $12 million. More than 200,000 tickets have been sold so far in its current run.
We are playing until the 20th of July. Maybe after the summer we can continue.
That's Anne Janssens, communications director for Studio 100, the Flemish production company behind 1418. Along with an extended run, the company has been exploring other revenue-generating possibilities, chief among them mounting an English language version of the musical.
Oh, there he is, the war hero.
I'm sorry, Fons.
What you did could have gotten us all killed.
We know.
For the English version, Studio 100 has kept the original Flemish ensemble cast, but they've brought over seven British actors to play the leads for a test show here. The story and the songs remain the same, only the language has changed. It's a lot of work for one performance, says Kayleigh McKnight, one of the British actors.
I think this is more of a test, and then I think they'll start discussing where to take it, because it would be a shame to do all this work for one show.
June 28, 1914. Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria is murdered by a Serbian nationalist.
When the lights went up on the English version of 1418 last week, the actors played to a full house. Zoe Zwiderski, who's British, was in the audience. She thinks the English version will go down well in the UK.
I would say 90% you could just take it and put it there, because I think the show is, as a whole, works.
And that's exactly what Studio 100 may do. This first test performance is likely to lead to more English language performances in Belgium. And if those prove popular, they would like to move the show to London or even New York. But foreign musicals have a pretty checkered past in the West End and on Broadway, says London-based theatre commentator Terry Paddock.
You have to really understand why it's successful in its current market and whether that will translate to the transfer market.
One of the reasons the show's working so well in Belgium is the country's deep connection to World War I. It's almost a living, breathing thing in this small country that witnessed so much of the trench warfare. The UK also has its own vivid memories of the war. But in the US, a musical about World War I may have less crossover appeal. Still, Paddock notes that the World War I themed show War Horse ran for 2 years on Broadway and is now on a North American tour.
You've got a huge audience that's seen War Horse to date. So if these producers, they're able to tap into the interest for that production, that could bode well for them.
While 100 years ago, the World War paid little heed to borders as it raged across Europe, this year, the English language musical that commemorates that war will have to negotiate cultural borders with utmost care if it is to survive the battlefields of the West End and Broadway. For The World, this is Don Duncan in Mechelen, Belgium.